The families of the victims are still waiting on justice for that most heinous of acts. Will your office support the efforts of the Omagh families to have a full public inquiry into this atrocity as part of any agreed resolution in dealing with legacy of the past?
I can say that we have to deal with the past in a way that's inclusive, that allows victims to move forward. We have to deal with the past in the way in which we previously all had agreed at the Stormont House agreement 5 years ago, which we still yet to see implemented. So we have a commitment in the new decade, new approach to legislate within 100 days. And when we meet the new Secretary of State this week, we intend to raise that issue with him. In terms of the Omagh families, then I'm more than happy to do whatever I can to support those families in terms of receiving justice and actually getting access to what is important, because I think at the end of the day, what anybody who's lost or hurt throughout the conflict deserves to be supported in the way that actually is important to them.
The Deputy First Minister will know very well that some years after the Omagh bomb, Omagh and its people, its community, its town is still suffering from that devastating event that took the lives of so many innocent people and has haunted Omagh ever since. Will the Deputy First Minister consider joining with the First Minister and visiting Omagh to meet with community groups and to look and seek out some funding to support the regeneration of Omagh town, which is still not recovered from that dreadful event?
I can say that both myself and the First Minister are keen to get out and meet communities and engage with people, and we're determined to do that in as much as we possibly can. More than happy to continue to engage with the member and others in terms of the regeneration of Omagh and the west of the Bann in general, because obviously there is a need to tackle regional disparities that existed for many, many years, and we're determined to do that, and that's actually why it's referenced even in the New Decade, New Approach document.